You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. So this is a very special episode. I have started doing these episodes where I'm bringing in folks to tell their journal stories because, you know, I'm always here telling you my journal stories, but I want you to hear from other folks too. So today we have Kiara Turner, who is going to be sharing her journaling story. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. So tell the folks a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Okay, well, my name is Kiara Turner, born and raised here in Birmingham, Alabama. I am a publicist by trade, so currently I'm the PR manager at the Birmingham Police Department. And then also I do YouTube and content creation on the side and have my own business with public relations, helping small businesses.
Oh, so you're not busy at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, so I wanted you here today because I know that you love journaling. Almost as much as I do. Maybe as much as I do. We'll find out. So tell me, when did you start journaling and how did you get into it?
Yeah, so as a kid, I always loved to write. Mm-hmm. So that kind of started off there, but I really got into journaling after my mom passed away. I really didn't have an outlet of, you know, letting out my emotions. And even though my family was going through the same time, I didn't want to burden them mm-hmm. about, you know, they're going through the same loss as me. So I felt like it'll be doing both of us a disservice if I just kept saying, hey, how I felt. Mm-hmm. So one day I literally saw a notebook on my desk and I was like, I'm just going to write it out. So that's kind of got how I got hooked on journaling, just, you know, saying the emotions, saying things that I wish my mom was here for, just letting her know updates in my life, and even, you know, putting my dad, because he passed away years before that. Mm-hmm. So just having an open diary of letting them know how my life is going, and then also finding that outlet of how to get my emotions out.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I've shared before on the show that I use journaling to help me cope with the death of my grandmother. I was very, very close to my maternal grandmother. And one of the things that I did when she passed away is I would write letters to her in my journal. So, and a lot of people have told me that they've done similar things. They really resonated with that when I shared that. A lot of people have used journaling to cope with grief and get through that grieving process. So as you were using journaling to get through the grief process, which I say get through, but it's not like that process ever ends, right? But what made you decide you wanted to keep journaling and that you wanted to use it for other parts of your life too?
I think the most important part was because it was therapeutic. It mm-hmm. was a way for me to, you know, let out my even creativity while I was writing. I found myself, you know, jotting down ideas throughout the letters and, you know, imagining what life might look like in the next mm-hmm. 5 years. So that's how I really got hooked on it. And it just became therapeutic, a way that I can just let all my ideas out on paper and, you know, have that for safekeeping. Mm-hmm. And then also just, you know, whatever came to my mind at that time, I can just free write, just get it all off on paper, be able to read it and maybe use those ideas for something else later on in the future. Funny story. My business is how I, journaling was how I started my business.
Oh, really?
Because I worked at a trucking company when I got out of college because there was no PR jobs because we're in Birmingham, Alabama. So I decided to just write about how I wanted to help business owners and, you know, teach them about public relations, teach them about marketing, teach them how to, you know, expose themselves. So I used to write I would help businesses be able to do this. And what started off as me just saying, okay, I'm just going to freelance, later turned into a whole business. I've been able to help so many people here in Birmingham and other surrounding cities be able to expose their business. And that all came from me journaling out what I wanted to do because I was tired of working in trucking and I needed to get into my field.
Wow. I love that. So I hope y'all are listening and that you're seeing that journaling can turn into a whole business, y'all. Like, for real. So this journaling thing, it's a lot there. It's magical. It's magical. And we're going to talk more about, because you said something earlier that I really want to talk more about later. You said that you would write about the way you wanted things to be. So you would even say, like, I will help businesses with this. And those of you who've been listening to the Righteous Babe podcast for a while, you know that that is called scripting. It's a type of manifesting, if you will, where you write about the future that you want as if it already is. And so it sounds like you've been doing a lot of that. So we're going to talk more about that later. But first, I was wondering, do you feel like journaling also helps you learn things about yourself? What do you feel like journaling has taught you about yourself?
Most definitely. Journaling has really taught me how to be more confident in myself because mm-hmm. I'm able to get out those ideas. And even if I share them with someone, they're like, oh my God, this is great. Like, why are you not talking about this? And I'm just like, because I didn't know I need to. So it's really helped me to be more confident. Also, being able to be more of a storyteller because mm-hmm. in my job, I do public relations, which in turn is storytelling. Right. So journaling really gives me that opportunity to enhance that storytelling and be able to bring that out because I'm basically writing my own stories at this time about my life. Yes. So now I can use that craft and be able to help other businesses and even my day job.
I love that, how you're writing your own story. I love that. And so since it is your story, do you ever go back and look at your old journals to kind of read your story? Do you ever do that?
Oh, yes. I'm a hoarder. So I probably have somewhere in my house or somewhere in storage, I probably have every journal that I've ever had, starting from the grief of my mom. So I usually, at the end of the year, I do like a reflect or around my birthday to see what did you accomplish in that year. Like, you talked about you wanted to step out on faith and do YouTube. Did I do that? Mm-hmm. And I did. So being able to reflect to see how far you came, especially if you're going through things at that moment, while we're in the moment, we feel like we can't get through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the end of the world. But knowing that journaling helped me with that and seeing once I'm on the other side, what transpired, what happened, and to see if that moment happens again, I know exactly where to go to in that journal to figure out where I can get that inspiration or that will to get through it.
Yeah. I love that. Because what you're saying here is that journaling shows you that you're stronger than you think.
Yes.
Right? Because we all have those moments where something terrible is happening and we feel like there is no way I'm going to get through this. Mm-hmm. I mean, most folks know that I'm a cancer survivor, and honestly, the diagnosis wasn't that big of a deal, but it was the part where they told me I was going to have chemo, because initially I was told I wouldn't have to have it, and when I was told that I would have to have it, that was the thing where I was like, I can't do this. There's no way I'm going to get through this, even though, you know, thousands of people have gotten through it before. But I was like, oh, I can't do it. I can't get through this. And I did. And you're right. Like, when you write about that, because, of course, I journal about that whole journey. And so now, whenever anything tough comes up, I can go back to that journal and look through it and say, oh, look, you got through this very difficult thing. So you mentioned your YouTube channel a couple of times. So you got to tell us a little bit more about that.
Wow. So that came about happenstance. So while in my business, I realized even just talking about public relations, nobody knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, how can I sell to somebody and they don't know what it is?
Right.
So I kind of took YouTube as that way of showing people what public relations is, you know, saying how is it great for your business, how it is great for your personal brand, and then also showing what the day in my life looks like. I know I'm busy, full-time job, organizations, all that kind of stuff, but I also wanted to be kind of a, you know, living testimony of what you can do when you put your mind to it, because mm-hmm. there are so many women that feel like because they have so many things going on, they can't do this one thing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to show them no matter what, like, go for it as much as you can, you know. Always think about risk. Always think about how is this going to affect you, but also think, hey, if she can do this, I can do it, because right. I'm no different than you.
I love that. And that's so smart what you said about, you know, when you have a business and you're offering something that people need, it's going to be really hard to sell it if they don't understand what it is. Mm-hmm. And therefore, because then they won't understand that they need it if they don't understand what it is. So you create content that shows them. So y'all are getting some business tips here on the Righteous Babe podcast today. But I also like what you said about you, in addition to giving people this very practical business advice, you're also showing them a day in your life so that you can inspire them, encourage them to go after their goals and their dreams, whatever they may be. Do you use your journal in your YouTube creation process, or like when you're brainstorming, or does journaling play a role in that?
Oh, yes, a major role. I keep a journal with me at all times. So even if I'm at work, I might be working on something else and I find something how it correlates back to PR or mm-hmm. back to business. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. Let me write it down. And even when I'm scripting about, you know, what I want to say about things, I use a journal. When I'm coming up with ideas, brainstorming, everything, I utilize this journal every day, multiple times a day, because that's just the way for me to get things out of my mm-hmm. head. Because, you know, once you think about something, you might go off and do something 5 minutes later and you're like, oh, I forgot about yes. that thought. So having that journal available, and it's just like, okay, let me write it down. Mm-hmm. So when I come back to when I need to start filming, I have this book of ideas, so I don't have to always create something off the top of my head. I have this journal that I can reflect on and say, hey, even if I did this video, I thought about it this way this time. Let's brainstorm and see how I can come about it from a different avenue. So journaling really does help.
Yes, it really does help. I'm not paying her to say that, y'all. It's just the truth. It's the truth. And I love what you said about how you keep a journal with you all the time. One of the things that I encourage the women of CJ and Write, so if you're new here, CJ and Write is a website and it's a community for women who write that I started a long time ago. But one of the things that I encourage them to do is, one, to keep a journal with them at all times, or at least like have a journaling app or something like that, just some place where you can drop those ideas, just like you said. I also encourage them to write down 10 ideas every day. Now, of course, what those ideas are will vary depending on what kind of work you do, or, you know, if you have a YouTube channel or a podcast, or if you're a freelance writer like I am, or maybe you're a fiction writer or a poet or whatever. But the point is you're writing down 10 ideas every day. And not all of those ideas will be good. Some of them will be trash. But you got to get the bad ideas out so that you can get to the good ones, right? So I love that. One thing I want to ask you, do you have just one journal at a time, or do you keep multiple journals at a time?
No, of course not. I have multiple journals that serve multiple reasons. So yeah. Like I stated, I have a journal for YouTube and content creation. I have a journal about what I want to do in my business. I have a journal about just scripting and manifesting about what I want my life to look like. I have a journal that I just speak to God about. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just me and him time. I have a journal about, you know, what I want my routines to look like. So I have about 6 or 7 journals in rotation. I might not be able to journal every day in everyone, right. But they're constantly being used. And, yes. You know, it's always that bad thing when you go into Burlington's or TJ Maxx and they have those cute little journals when you walk in. It's just like, okay, I got to buy another one because I'm almost finished. So
I know. My Target is the place that always gets me. I've shared on here before that one day I went to Target and I went to the journal aisle and was planning to buy a new journal, right? But I couldn't because I already had every journal that was up there. And that is a true story. I'm not even making that up. That's how bad it is. And my cousin recently told me that Five Below has really cute journals.
Oh, yes, they do.
I didn't even know that.
Amazon, so. I have a Amazon cart full of journals right now, just waiting to be bought when I feel like I'm almost finished with everyone. So, yeah.
Yes, it's bad. It's so bad. But, you know, Target, Five Below, Burlington, TJ Maxx, Amazon. If you would like to sponsor the Righteous Bay podcast, hit us up. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Kiara's journaling practice and give you some practical tips so that you can start a journaling practice of your own or take the journaling practice you already have to the next level. The Righteous Bay podcast is a production of See Jane Write, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Pauser. If you'd like to learn more about See Jane Write, and if you're a writer who needs help with your writing goals, join me on Tuesday, July 18th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for a free online workshop that's all about helping you finally become the writer you were meant to be. We're going to discuss how to set SMART goals. We'll talk about time management, getting attention for your writing, getting money for your writing, and much more. We're also going to talk about how to blast through all of the excuses and that imposter syndrome so that they can no longer hold you back. Head to cjanewritebeham.com/workshop to sign up. So, Kiara, tell me, what does your journaling practice look like? Do you journal every single day? Do you journal at a specific time of day? Do you just journal when the spirit moves you? Like, what do you do? What's your practice look like?
It's so different for different journals, but mm-hmm. kind of what my routine is now. In the morning time, when I wake up, after I do my prayers, I journal. So I do Bible journal in the morning just to, you know, see what my daily devotion is, journal about what that means to me, what that speaks to me for that day. I also do evening time routine. So that's where I script and write out, you know, what happened for the day, you know, what I think can make tomorrow a better day. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, just really putting out my emotions out onto paper about how my day went, because sometimes I need to vent. It's like I have nobody to vent to, so I'm gonna vent to this journal. And like I stated, like throughout the day, I'm journaling about what kind of business ideas, what kind of YouTube videos ideas I have. So I'm constantly journaling, mm-hmm. and it's like I can't stop. You know, I freak out if I miss a day, because it's just like I miss the opportunity to, you know, have some idea that I probably didn't think would be a great idea, but mm-hmm. can turn into one. And then also just letting out those emotions, and because I felt like, you know, sometimes we can't get to therapy all the time, but having that journal can help be your therapist and getting those emotions out so you won't bottle them up and explode later on. Because right. I've done that plenty of times in my life and really found out that outside of therapy, journaling is really helping me with those emotions and navigating through what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say on here that, you know, journaling isn't meant to replace therapy, but it definitely can complement it, right? Because like you said, like in between those therapist sessions, you can get the emotions out in your journal. I've also shared on here that I actually take my journal with me to my therapy sessions. So that one, I can just, like, I'll just open it up and just tell my therapist, okay, let's talk about this stuff.
That's right? Me to a T. That's me to a T. Because I'll sit there, because I usually do it on Zoom. So I'll be like, okay, are you prepared? Because I have like 7 pages we need to get through today. And I know it's only an hour session, but we got to get through them because it's bad. Or, right. you know, or just thinking about, like, that one page I might have, even though I had a great week, you know, why did I have a great week? Type of thing? So, yes, I definitely take my journal to therapy, too.
Yes. I use it to take notes, too. Like, when she gives me coping strategies and, you know, things that she thinks that I need to start doing or stop doing, I'll make note of that in my journal, too. So let's talk a little bit more about your scripting and manifesting. So again, in case you're new here, scripting is a type of journaling where you write about the future that you want as if it already is. So, and you said that you have a special journal just for that. And I used to have a special journal just for that. I probably need to start that again. I'm just making up an excuse to buy a new journal. I think that's obvious. Anyway, tell me a little bit about your scripting practice. Is that something you do every day, or do you have a routine for that, or do you just do it as needed?
Yeah, so funny story. I didn't know exactly that was scripting. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was me telling a story about my day. Until, like, later on, you know, everybody came out with words and manifestation and scripting. I was like, so that's what I've been doing for, like, 3 years of my life. But I obviously script a lot, especially when I'm going through hard times. Mm-hmm. So I can, you know, envision what coming out on the other side of whatever I'm going through.
Yes.
I also script about, you know, the future. Like, what do I want a year from now to look? Mm-hmm. And especially around my birthday time, mm-hmm. I do that because it's just like, okay, what did you learn from this year? So what do you want to take into next year? What do you want next year to look like?
Right.
And it's really helping me with growth, helping me to be inspired about what's the next moves in my life, mm-hmm. and be really intentional about what goals are really going to serve me from that. So I would say at least 3 times a week I script.
Okay.
So whether that's, like I said, about the future, about what I want my day to look like, what I want vacation to look like, what I want the next project in my life to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm always constantly trying to figure that out. I know that's probably bad, but
because
I'm living in the future all the time. But, you know, for me, I'm a planner,
mm-hmm.
so I'm always planning stuff. So scripting has really helped me figure out what my plan should be and what should they look like versus what I want my life to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love all that. And, yeah, you're right. Like, there's that battle of you don't want to be living in the future all the time, but I'm a planner, too, so I totally get what you're saying. And, you know, when you are going through a hard time, thinking about the future, that's the thing that's going to give you hope, you mm-hmm. know. And I did an episode, actually I did 2 episodes on scripting, and the first one was about using scripting to get through a hard time. The second one was more so about, you know, scripting about business or, you know, goals and things like that. But the first one really was about, you know, how you can use scripting to get through a hard time. Because, you know, people are always like, be present, be present. I don't want to be present if things suck.
Exactly.
Right? So let me think about the future if things suck right now. But that said, I do feel like that you can use journaling to be present as well, if that's mm-hmm. something that you're working on. In fact, I did that recently. I was at the beach, and because I'm always thinking about the future and planning and stuff, and I was trying to get myself to not do that at that moment. And I was like, stop it, you know, just enjoy this moment. And so I used my journal to do that. So I just wrote the prompt at the top of my page, like, why are you thankful for this moment right now? And so I just, you know, sat in that moment and had gratitude for that. So you can use journaling to be present, even if you're like us and you like to plan and think about the future all the time. So what kind of tips would you give to somebody who wants to start journaling? They've been listening to this podcast and they're like, oh, this podcast is so great. And she has so many great points. And so now they want to start journaling. What tips would you offer to them?
The first tip I would say, just get started. I know journaling can be overwhelming to, you know, people who first start out, especially if they're listening to us say we got 7
I know.
journals, but just get at least 1 journal
yes.
and just start free writing whatever comes to your mind. just write. Mm-hmm. I really felt like when I first started journaling, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I just had a, it wasn't even a pretty journal. It was literally like a 5-star notebook that I had laying around from college, and I just started writing. I would date the page and just, you know, start talking about whatever came to mind, like, how was my day? What does this affect? So really just get started and then be intentional on completing it. Because I know as people, we get busy and we might start and it's like, oh, it's been 3 months and I haven't picked it up. Just be very intentional that you want to do journaling and try to implement that into your routine, whether that's a morning routine, evening routine, you know, during your lunchtime, you have a free break. Hey, let me just journal for the day. Just be very intentional on implementing actually journaling into your life and have fun with it. Like, journaling is not supposed to be stressful. It's not supposed to be, you know, oh, I got to do this by 9 o'clock or, you know, somebody's going to come get me. And I really found like when I'm just in my most, you know, authentic, transparent moment, that's when I want to journal a lot. So just have fun with it. Just, you know, no strings attached. You don't have to do, as much as we love journal prompts, you don't have to have a journal prompt every single day to journal.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like I said, if you want to script about today, if you want to script about tomorrow, if you want to just talk about whatever comes to mind, just have fun with it.
Yes. Have fun. And like she said, you don't have to have the 7 journals like we do. You can just get a little notebook, put the date at the top of the page, and just start writing. And I like what you said about make it a part of like your morning routine or your evening routine or, you know, your lunch break or whatever, because I feel like that's how you get consistent. Because I know a lot of people who do journal, but they aren't very consistent with it. And that's one of the things that they're always asking me, like, how can I be consistent? And I feel like you really answered that. You know, you just add it to one of your regular routines, make it a part of that. Now, what about folks who've been journaling for a while, but they aren't finding it transformative? Because, you know, I'm always on here like, journaling would change your life, you know, and you got like a whole business out of your journal, right? And, you know, seriously, like, it helped you through a very, very hard time. And so what if somebody's journaling and they're like, y'all, I don't get it. Like, it's just, I'm just putting words on the paper. Like, what y'all talking about? What do you think they could do to make their journaling practice more transformative or more impactful?
I would say being very transparent with yourself because I feel that's when the moment hits you. Because like we said, especially if you're journaling through something, if you're just skipping around the paper and not talking about how it makes you feel or why is it affecting you the way you do, that's not going to help you at all be able to come out on the other side. Or even when you're scripting, you just want to say, oh, you know, I want to have a house next year. We got to talk about the practice about what you're going to do to get this house. So you have to be transparent with yourself, because I felt like that when I first started journaling. I just felt like, oh, this is really not serving me. But I really got into the practice of, you need to be transparent. And if you can't be transparent with yourself in this journal, how can you be transparent, you know, thinking it's going to change your life?
Right.
You really have to be intentional and think about what is really affecting me and putting that down on paper.
Yeah, I love that. That just being vulnerable. I think a lot of people, when they start journaling, even though this is just for their eyes, they're still thinking about other folks. Like, they have other people in their mind. Maybe they're scared somebody's going to find it. I don't know. But I feel like they censor themselves because they are acting like someone else is seeing this.
Yes.
But it's just you. I had a conversation with someone recently, and they said that they love journaling because they get to be themselves on paper.
That's powerful.
I know, right? When she said that, I was like, that'll preach, right? So, like, you can be your full, authentic self on paper. Like, stop worrying about other people. And if it's not transformative, it's probably because you're not being yourself. Another thing, in that same conversation, we were talking about wanting to buy a house. And what's funny is that the person said that her financial planner said, well, you can buy a house, you just got to stay out of Target. So again, you know, being honest with yourself, telling the truth, putting it on paper. I had that experience like just yesterday, actually. I was journaling about my whether or not I accomplished a certain amount of goals, like during a certain amount of time. And I was writing and I was like, what did I accomplish this month? And then I kept writing and I said, did I accomplish anything this month? I don't think I did. And I realized that I hadn't actually set any real goals. I actually made a list of tasks, which that's not the same, right? Yeah. I'm going off on a tangent here. I'll do a whole episode on goal setting. But I just realized that I hadn't actually set goals, because goals are things that move the needle, right? Yeah. Whereas a task is just something you check.
That's literally the story of my life, because it wasn't so I'm in school to get my doctorate, and I didn't know why I need to be in school to get my doctorate.
Hold on. Yeah, it's a whole thing. You are in school.
Yes.
I'm
very busy.
So you work full time for the police department.
Yes.
You have a business helping other businesses.
Yes.
You have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you're in school to get your doctorate?
Yes. A million times to everything that you just stated. Yes.
Okay, go on.
So, I knew sort of why I wanted to get my doctorate degree, but, you know, I'm coming up onto the dissertation part, and it's just like, okay, so why am I really doing this? So, literally, journaling, scripting, I was like, well, I want to be a professor, because when I was in college, I didn't see a lot of black and brown people being professors, especially in communication. So I was like, okay, I'm going to script this out. I don't know how it's going to happen. We just going to put it out in the universe. And he got me. We going to figure it out. I kid you not, 2 weeks later, I run into my old professor. And, you know, she's like, well, how are you doing? She hasn't seen me in 7 years, so she hasn't kept up with what I'm doing. So I told her what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I'm in school to get my doctorate. And she was like, well, what do you want to do with it? And I was like, I think I want to teach. And she was like, so have you been teaching? And I was like, of course not. Where am I going to fit that in there? No, of course not. Well, do you want to? Of course I want to. I mean, that's the ultimate goal of why I thought I was getting my doctorate, was to get into teaching. Okay, well, send me an email. Okay, sent her email. I kid you not. So in August, I'll be an adjunct professor at the college that I went to school in the same department.
What college is that?
UAB.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Go Blazers.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
So literally from scripting about what I wanted to do with my doctorate degree turned into me.
That's very
now
powerful.
Adding on an extra job.
Yeah, I was about to say, how are you going to do that exactly? But okay,
by the grace of God.
Yes,
and journaling and therapy. That's what we're going to say.
Yes. Okay. Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
And it's another example of the power of journaling. So, again, I'm not paying her to say any of this. It's just the truth, y'all. It's the truth. So, we are going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to give you your prompt for the week. As Kiara said, no, you don't have to have prompts to journal, but they certainly help. So, I'm going to give you your prompt for the week when we get back. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. each week here, I give you a journaling prompt. And we're going to do that this week, too. And here is the prompt. And it was actually inspired by Kiara's story. And here's your prompt. I now know I am stronger than I once thought I was because... Okay, I'm going to repeat that for you. I now know I am stronger than I once thought I was because... So as I said, this was inspired by Kiara's story because she talked about how journaling helped her get through a very, very hard time and has continued to help her get through hard times. And she will go back and look at her journals and realize, oh, I was strong enough to get through this and this and this. And so I am sure that if you really sat down and thought about it, there are things that you've gotten through that you once thought, oh, there's no way I can get through this, but you got through it. So you need to remember those things and you need to put it on paper so that the next time you're going through a hard time, you can go to that story and remind yourself just how strong you are. All right, so I'm going to say it one more time for you. I now know I am stronger than I once thought I was because. So Kiara, what do you think of that prompt?
That's powerful. Okay. Like, y'all just don't understand how I really want my journal right now so I can start writing because I'm just like, I got so many things. But that's what you, like you said and like I stated, you know, journaling things to understand how you can make it through mm-hmm. is the most impactful thing that you can do. Because like you said, if you go reflect, if you're going through another hard day, you can't possibly tell me if at the biggest transition or grief in your life that you can't get through this day if you've already gotten through
right,
that.
Exactly.
So being able to, you know, talk about that and be able to reflect on it is really great.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, I have people in my life that will remind me of that. Like when I'm having a bad day, my cousin, she'll be like, girl, you beat cancer, so shut up. But sometimes you don't have that person there to remind you, right?
Yeah.
You got to remind yourself. And your journal is the way you do that, right? Your journal is how you remind yourself.
Yeah, and then sometimes hearing it from other people are not impactful because you hear it all the time.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
In
that's
your
a good
journal,
point.
You're hearing it in your own voice when you're reading it.
Yeah.
So it's your own self telling you you're going to get through it.
Yes, so. that's powerful right there. Yes. Anything else you want to share with the people?
I think I shared enough.
She's like, I told y'all all my business.
Your listeners are probably like, I got to go find out where this girl is because she got a lot going on.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, where can we find you online?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at KT The Publicist and also on YouTube at KT The Publicist.
All right. So you heard that. It's KT The Publicist. And that's on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And y'all know you can find me at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, I think that's it. So I want you to use social to let me know if you want to come on the show to share your journaling story. I would love to have you here to tell the people about journaling and how it has impacted your life. Thank you so much for being here, Kiara.
Thank you for having me.
And I will see you guys next week. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.